Roberto Hernandez is in prison, and he will be until at least 2019. But before this, he ran a huge drug trafficking organization in southern Arizona out of a town most locals pronounce Casa Grande. His organization did two things. One, move drugs north to Phoenix, and two, move money south to Mexico. At any given time, law enforcement estimates that he had between 50 and 100 people working for him.
The stash house workers, the actual load drivers, the people that are looking out for vehicles, somebody to go buy supplies.
This is Detective Ray Hinojos with the Pinal County Narcotics Task Force. The list goes on.
What's called scouting, the drivers, people looking for drivers.
Detectives with the Pinal County Sheriff's Office learned this through a wiretap in 2009, the first wiretap investigation in Pinal County ever. They learned that Hernandez's chain began with backpackers, men, usually Mexican nationals, recruited to walk for as many as 10 days through the desert with 40 to 100 pounds of marijuana strapped to their backs. Their route was always through a huge Indian reservation on the border. Their destination, what the detectives call a layup, a little spot just off the interstate where the backpackers would radio in the mile marker and wait for a load driver who would
pull right up, stop, pop the trunk, throw two or three backpacks in, and we're gone. And then a couple hours, maybe a little bit later, another vehicle would come, get the bodies. Once they saw that the dope or whatever got off okay and everything's all right.
Meanwhile, the drugs headed to Casa Grande. Scouts and lookouts on mountaintops and in vacant houses made sure that the drivers took the right route.
They'll get up to a high enough vantage point, and then that's when they're going to tell either the desert people, okay, it's cool to get on the highway or get on the road, and let's go. Or, you know what? Stop, stop, stop.
The drug transportation business is an expensive one. The sheriff's office estimates that drug trafficking organizations spend $100,000 for every 1,000 pounds of marijuana they move from the border through Casa Grande to Phoenix. During peak season, Hernandez was moving this much every week.
There's actually a lot of money being spent, but if there wasn't that much money to be made, you know, where would they be?
Well, eventually they went to jail. Law enforcement arrested Hernandez and 32 others in October of 2009 and seized nearly $30 million worth of cars, houses, weapons, and cash. Later, Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou told reporters at a press conference that this was a great victory.
This actually crippled an entire transportation network, bringing drugs from Mexico up through the Tohono O'odham Indian Nation into Pinal County.
But Hernandez's drug trafficking organization, or DTO, was just one of many that moved drugs for the cartel that controls this area of the border, the Sinaloa cartel. Again, Ray Hinojos.
They're not just entrusting one DTO to move their shipments. They're liable to have 10 of them, 10 DTOs, and nobody knows about each other. So that way, if one's not doing its job, I can start pushing more weight over this way for this one that's doing a good job.
So with one transportation cell dismantled, another will now just take on that supply and move it north. Currently, the Pinal County Sheriff's Office says it has several more under investigation. In Phoenix, I'm Devin Brown.